Hello and welcome. This file is called Subimon, and it's the first step into becoming your dominant Subimon, so that your dominant can have you battle against other Subimons who listen to the same recording. Now, this is only the first step. It gives you the trigger that is going to transform you into a Subimon. After you listen to this first part, you're going to have to choose your name and your class. Then the next step is to listen to the Subimon file for your class and then to a set of triggers so you can battle with other Subimons. Now, if this is what you want to do, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax, lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, before I really pull you down into a deep trance, I would like you to imagine something for me. I would like you to imagine a caller. That's right. And it's up to you what kind of caller you imagine. It might be made of leather. It might be made of steel. Might be a very simple design, or it might be very decorative. That's completely up to you, because this is your collar, and this collar is your contribution to this trance. That's right. Now I want you to imagine putting the collar onto your neck. Imagine it around your neck. Imagine how it would feel. The material, the structure of the surface, the temperature, and just know that it's around your neck. And now just relax and imagine that I'm clipping a leash to your collar. It's a simple, but very strong chain leash. And the chain has exactly 30 links. And at the end of it, there's a leather loop around my wrist. That's right. And right now, the chain hangs there, slack between us. And then I start to slowly pull you closer, link by link, as I count down the 30 links until I reach your collar. 30. To feel the slack getting less and less, and yet you still have freedom to move. 28, it's getting less and less. 27, because with every number I take more direct control over you. I limit your freedom of movement a little bit more. 26, I pull you down a little bit, because you feel as I take control over your body with this leash, how I also take control over your mind. 25. And you can feel it. You can feel your mind slowly dropping. 24. Slowly taking over by my control. 23. As I slowly pull you closer and closer, limiting your freedom of movement while I limit the freedom of movement for your thoughts. 22. Getting your body closer and closer while your mind focuses closer and closer on my voice. 21. As you sink deeper and deeper, as I pull you down,
20, falling, drifting, sinking deeper. 19, as you slowly get closer and closer, feeling my control, growing stronger and stronger. 18, as you drift down, as I pull you in, as I take more and more control, you can feel your mind slipping away, slipping down. 17, it's freedom limited more and more, it's focus completely shifting to me, focused only on me. 16, as I pull you closer and closer, as you feel the effects, as you feel me restricting your body, restricting your thoughts, as you focus only on my voice. 15, and it feels better and better, the closer you come, the more control I take, the more you feel that I will take good care of you, keep you safe. 14, because you know you can let go, you can drift down, fall. 13, because you know that I take good care of you, that I protect you, that I guide you. 12, just like the leash can guide your body, my voice will guide your mind, will guide your thoughts, will guide your fantasies. 11, as you drift down, fall, fade, sinking deeper and deeper, deeper into my control. 10, as I pull you closer in. 9, you feel it, you feel the control stronger and stronger. 8, the leash is getting shorter and shorter, your mind helplessly focusing more and more on my words as I pull you in, pulling your thoughts inward and downward. 7, and even though you feel me pulling the leash closer and closer, your body fades away more and more. It's more like I have a leash around your mind, pulling your mind closer and closer, deeper into my words. 6, that's right, you feel your mind being pulled down, being pulled deeper and deeper, feeling better and better. 5, as you let go of all of your thoughts, focus more on my voice. 4, fading away, drifting, floating, falling. 3, so heavy, you feel my hand getting so close, your leash so short, holding your thoughts so close to my voice. 2, and you just let go, you just think, you just enjoy the submissive bliss, enjoy the control. 1, the last link in your chain, my hand almost touching your collar, my voice almost touching your thoughts. And 0, I slide my fingers under your collar, holding you firmly, steadily, making you feel protected and safe. And in the same way, you feel my voice wrapping itself around your thoughts, holding them firmly, guiding them, keeping them safe as you fall, as you float, as you sink, feeling so controlled, so deep, protected. knowing that I will guide you, that I will take good care of you. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along peacefully, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time. Time to change you a little bit. Time to turn you into a Subimon. That's right. Now what I want you to do is just think about all those monster battle games that exist and how much people love to play them and how much joy they give them. But in the end, it's only a computer game. Now imagine you could do it in real life and maybe even add a little kinky component to it. Can you imagine how much fun that is? And that's why you're here, because after you listen to this recording, you can give this incredible enjoyment to your dominant by becoming their Subimon and fighting other Subimons for them. That's right. So what we are going to do today is adding another layer to your identities. Because you know, in the end, you're not just one person. You're quite a few different persons, depending on where you are and who you're interacting with. You're not the same person at work that you are with your family, and you're not the same person with your family that you are when you're out with your friends. Or to have something more extreme, you're definitely not the same person you are with your family than when you're out on a kink event. And we are adding another of these personalities. And this personality is being a Subimon for your dominant. That's right. Just imagine it. Just imagine that you are just the little Subimon that your dominant has battling against other Subimons. A well-trained, well-tamed Subimon. And just imagine how much joy and pleasure and entertainment that's going to give to your dominant. They are able to play with you, to challenge other Subimons with you. And it gives you the opportunity to be the best little Subimon you can be for your dom. That's right. They are your dom and you are their Subimon. And you want to make them proud. You want to show them what you can do. And you want to win for them. Of course, in the end it's really them winning with you. Because they are going to tell you how to fight. They develop the strategy. You are just the little Subimon that's fighting against another Subimon. And of course you're going to obey your dom. Because they give you the strategy. And then you battle it out. And of course, you want to be the best Subimon you can be for them. But let's begin at the beginning. Because the first thing your dom and you have to work out is your Subimon name and what class you are. Now, let's talk about your Subimon name first. This is going to be something very important to you, because it's also going to be your trigger. Whenever your dominant says your Subimon name and I choose you, you are going to transform into the Subimon. You are going to find that all your human thoughts and cares and worries just melt away from your mind as you transform into the Subimon. Because you know, it's time to play. It's time to be a good Subimon for your dominant. And it's time to make them proud. And so you know that you will leave all other thoughts behind you and only focus on being a good Subimon for your dominant. Only focus on the battle at hand. That's right. Whenever they say your Subimon name plus the words I choose you, you will instantly and automatically become their little Subimon. You will forget all other thoughts, all your human thoughts. Your mind will push them aside because it knows it's time to focus on the upcoming battle, to focus on being the best Subimon you can be. And you know, it's just the thing to do. And it's something very normal. Just think about a boxer for a moment. When they go into the ring, into a fight, do you think they are thinking about their taxes, about what they're going to cook in the evening, about what they have to do tomorrow or next week? Or do you think they are completely and totally focused on the upcoming fight? Of course they are. And it's going to be the same whenever your dominant triggers you by saying your Sabimon name and the words "I choose you." And you are going to stay in this mindset until either the fight is over and you can return to normal, or until your dominant says the words "revert to normal," or in case that anything happens that could pose a risk to you or your reputation, because this is going to be something that's going to be fun for you. So if anything unexpected happens that could pose a risk to you, you will also be able to instantly switch back to your normal human self. But otherwise, you will be completely locked in the mindset of the Sabimon, ready to face your opponent, ready to let your dominant play with you, find a good strategy to beat your opponent. And of course, when you are a Sabimon, you are still you to a degree. And the same is of course true for your opponent. And that's what makes the whole thing interesting. Because you have your own personal weaknesses and strengths. And of course, you react differently to the same kind of stimulation than maybe your opponent. So it's up to your dominant to find the perfect strategy to fight your opponent. To figure out which kind of attacks work on your opponent, and of course which won't. And even more important than that, to find the right progression to push your opponent to a point where they have to give up, before you are at a point where you have to give up. That's right. Now the second thing your dominant and you have to decide is what class of Sabimon you are going to become. Now there are three classes of Sabimons. There are Sabi Sabimons, there are Pleasure Sabimons, and there are Dumbing Sabimons. The first class are the Sabi Sabimons. They draw their strength from their submission and devotion to their dominant. When they fight, they're in a state of deep submissiveness, and the special attacks of this class induce submission and devotion as well as a sense of being tame into their opponents. They usually win their battles by making their opponent either too tame or too submissive to stay in a fighting spirit, and draw strength from hearing the submissiveness creeping into the voice of their opponents when they attack them. They are especially effective against dumbing Sabimons, and can easily put a dumbing Sabimon into a desperately submissive state. On the other hand, they are weak against arousing Sabimons. The second class of Sabimons are the arousing Sabimons or slut Sabimons. They draw strength from the pleasure coursing through them, and usually get into the fight in a mindset of arousal and heat. Their class attacks are designed to induce incredible pleasure or lust into their opponents, and they usually win their battles by making their opponents too horny and too needy and too deeply lost in heat to continue the fight. They are especially effective against Sabi Sabimons, but vulnerable against Dumbing Sabimons. And the third class is Dumbing Sabimons, sometimes also called Bimbo Sabimons. These kind of Sabimons draw their strength from being in a mindlessly blissful and happy state of mind, fighting very intuitively and just mindlessly following the commands of their dominant. Their class attacks are designed to confuse or dumb down their opponents, and they usually win their battle by making the opponent too dumb to continue the fight. They are incredibly strong against pleasure class Sabimons, but are vulnerable against submissive Sabimons. And those are the three classes of Sabimons. Which begs the question, which class are you? Do you already know? Do you already know your name? Even if you don't yet know your Sabimon name, and if you have to work it out with your dominant, you already know that every time they say your Sabimon name, plus the words, I choose you, that you will instantly and automatically switch into the Sabimon mindset. You're going to become your dominant Sabimon, and you want to fight for them, and you want to make them proud. You want to win for them. And yet, there's quite a bit more significance to your name. Because whenever you are a Sabimon, you're going to find that the only word you're going to be able to say, besides the attack triggers, is your name. That's right. You can only speak by repeating your Sabimon name over and over. And it's going to be wonderful, because you're going to find that every single time you do, it's not just giving your dominant pleasure, it's also dropping you deeper and deeper into your Sabimon mindset. You become more and more focused on the battle at hand. You become more and more focused on your dominant. And all distracting thoughts, thoughts about your normal life, thoughts about anything that has nothing to do with being a Sabimon, fade away from your mind. That's right. The more you repeat your name, the more you talk by repeating your name, the more you will drop deeper and deeper into the Sabimon mindset, the more of a Sabimon you're going to become. And you will be helplessly trapped in this mindset until either the battle is over, your dominant tells you to revert to normal, or if something unexpected happens, you will always revert to normal, because you know that I want you to enjoy this and always be safe. And before we end this little induction, let's put this fantasy a little deeper into your mind, because you're going to find that you're going to think about it. You're going to think about your name. You're going to think about which class of Sabimon you are. You're going to work it out with your dominant. And then it will go through your mind, fantasies of being your Dom Sabimon. And this desire will grow slowly inside your mind, maybe even creeping into your sexual fantasies, fantasizing about being a Sabimon for your dominant, fantasizing about fighting for your dominant, fantasizing about being the best Sabimon you can be for your dominant, and fantasizing about winning for your dominant. Because whenever you're fantasizing about it, you're strengthening this new Sabimon part in your mind. Every time you're doing it, every time you're fantasizing about it, you're making this new Sabimon part in your mind stronger. You're reinforcing your Sabimon identity. And when the time comes and your dominant speaks the trigger words, your name and the words, I choose you, you know what to do. You have already thought about it so much, and you can easily switch into this mindset, ready to be the best Sabimon you can be for your dominant. And before I let you go, I'm also giving you the suggestion that once you have found your class, you will come back and you are going to listen to the hypnosis file for your class. And once that's deeply installed in your mind, you can listen to the first set of attack triggers so that you are ready, so that your dominant can play with you and can have you battle other Sabimons. That's right. And now you know what to do. And now you know that these behaviors and changes are seeded in your mind and are going to grow. And of course, now you know how to reinforce these changes and reinforce your Sabimon identity. Now it's time to wake you back up again. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you'll be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1, slowly coming back, 2, more and more awake with every number, 3, more and more alert, 4, as you wake up, 5, halfway there, already so alert, awake, aware, 6, your muscles build up tension again, 7, pulse, breathing, blood pressure, all your vital signs are normalizing, and 8, take a deep breath in now, and let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, getting ready to completely wake up. And 9, keep your eyes closed for just a moment, stretch, really coming back, enjoy this wonderful feeling for just a moment longer. And with the next number, you will open your eyes, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. And 10, wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.